WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Severe storms are sweeping across the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast. Meteorologist David Parkinson's been tracking things.
We could be seeing 4 or 5 inch per hour rainfall rates, and the total rain out of this storm in some areas could be 6 or even 8 inches of rain.
CBS News correspondent Nancy Cordes reports the White House is sending the president's Mideast envoy to Gaza, he and the ambassador to Israel.
It's not clear whether they are going to have free rein to go wherever they want or whether they will basically be led by the Israelis.
The White House says they will deliver a report back to the president on the aid situation. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the midnight deadline for trade deals stands, and if countries don't have an offer,
they will be hearing from this administration by the midnight deadline tonight.
Mexico was granted an extension today. On Wall Street, stocks finished lower. The Dow Jones Industrials off 330. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. What is the role of church in politics and democracy? Wisconsin faith leaders discussed that topic. Lisa Hale has the story.
When communities of faith work to support, uplift, or serve marginalized communities of people, or when they sponsor voter registration drives, or encourage participation in movements, are they being political, or are they defending democracy?
Democracy is the key tenet of all of our work, that we want here in Wisconsin to promote voting, to promote free and fair access to the ballots, and it is rooted in almost every single one of our ideologies. It's really beautiful to see the common ground that all people are deserving of the dignity and the rights of voting.
That's Rhonda Linder of the Wisconsin Interfaith Voter Engagement Campaign. Meanwhile, Reverend Brianna Ilane, the Director of Ecumenical Innovation and Justice Initiative of the Wisconsin Council of Churches, said faith and religion are political, but should be nonpartisan.
I do think there is something about being partisan and nonpartisan, and that's where we get into problems. And so I have a lot of this discussion in my work with churches to say, like, the gospel is political. Jesus made statements that were political and pushed against the norms of his day and pushed against injustice. And so we can be political, just don't be partisan.
Ayane and Linder were part of a panel of faith leaders from across Wisconsin appearing at a conference sponsored and hosted by the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh Whitburn Center and the Wisconsin Alliance for Civic Trust, or WISACT. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers lose to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 10-3 loss to the Cubs. A rough day on the mound for Brewers pitchers. A bright spot was the Brewers' William Contreras. Hit his first home run in 6 weeks and then hit another. Pat Murphy.
William can hit, and when you have high expectations and you've been as good as he's been and you're trying to build your career and all the things that come with it, sometimes you go through stretches of not hitting as many homers. Obviously a great sign when he hits one to left field and then one to right field.
NFL Packers back on the practice field for training camp. On Saturday, it'll be inside Lambeau Field for family night. Nearly sold out. What's that experience like for the rookies?
For the rookies, they get to experience that for the first time. You know, running out in the Lambeau, feeling the crowd and the environment for the first time, that, you know, you don't want to give them that warning. You want them to experience that. But it's special. You know, it's a fun night to be able to go out there, have a practice in the stadium. Pretty cool deal. You know, I don't know how many other teams do stuff like that, so it's fun.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, some areas of smoke and lows around 50. For tomorrow, filtered sunshine again from the smoky areas, highs in the upper 70s. Nice Saturday and Sunday. Weekend, 75 to 80 with sun. Currently, it's 72 degrees.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
We are the boy band.
Your tween made you see.
We are the boy band.
It's painful concert number three.
We are the boy band. We're 5 and 19.
We are the boy band.
Always singing on key.
You love your kids enough to take them to see their favorite band. Love them enough to make sure they're buckled up in the back seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
This week, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez joins the show to talk about the launch of her campaign for governor.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Locally grown radio, WFHR. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy whose house has an actual wiggle room, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Thursday, everybody. Hope you're having a great day. This is the Christmas Eve of weekdays. Thursdays are just wonderful in every sense of the word because Friday's a pretty good day, too. And it's great to have you here. Wherever you're joining us from, all over the great state of Wisconsin, it's a beautiful night. Summer is winding down. We're almost in August, Conrad. What do you think of that?
Sorry, I can't hear you over the 188 smoke from Canada over here.
Is that what they're calling it, the 188? Or is that the air quality level?
Yeah. It was at 192 earlier today, you know.
I slept with the windows open last night, too, because I was like, well, do I breathe in bad air or do I run the air conditioning for like the 20th night in a row? Because even like it, when it's not in the 70s, when it's muggy and in the 70s, it's still hard to sleep.
Yeah.
So we've been running it like crazy because now we're used to it. And last night we had a breeze, but it was like terrible air. So,
you know, when I was gone on vacation and I came back that first day, my AC wouldn't kick in because it was so hot. That was the hardest night of sleep I've had in a while.
Yeah.
Because it was so hot.
Brutal. I remember our wedding, the night before my wife and I got married, it was like the hottest day on record in the history of Wisconsin. It was like 98 degrees. The heat index was like 120. I slept for like 20 minutes. And there were people that did not have air conditioning in the 90s. Like in the late 90s, there were still people in northern Wisconsin. We don't need it. Well, you do. You need it for about a month, but if you want to rough it, that's fine, but that's a brutal month.
You know, over in Europe, some places don't have AC.
I believe that.
Just still.
Some people here in America don't have AC. Some people in Wisconsin. I could not live without it, though.
I just don't think AC is regular over there in Europe. Like if you have it, it's like a delicacy.
They think we're all soft over here.
Yeah, I think so.
Probably. Great show tonight, folks. Glad you're here. It is a Thursday. It is the popcorn pick of the week, which is one of my favorite segments we do here at Nightlight. And joining us tonight to make the popcorn pick of the week, which is where our guest gives you a movie recommendation, is sports director here at Civic Media, Jimmy Cuska, ladies and gentlemen. He will be here. Jimmy will give us a popcorn pick. We'll talk about movie snacks and how we like to watch movies. And then he'll give us a movie we should all run and see or stream or whatever. We'll talk a little sports with Jimmy. We got some Packers stuff we could cover. Brewers Cubs just wrapped up a series. Doesn't it seem like they went into that series tied? And the Brewers won 2, and then the Cubs won 1, and the Brewers are still only up by 1 game. Like the baseball series, it's like when you win a series, it's not even that great.
Honestly, that Cubs Brewers series was awesome.
Well, for a Brewer fan, yeah.
Well, that last game had to give you some hope because they won like 10-3 or something like that.
I still just don't know what to make of it. Like, it's still, I know it's late, it's the last day of July, but I still don't know if it's a good representation. Like, the Brewers are pretty healthy, right?
Yeah, they're pretty healthy, yeah.
Yeah. I think the Cubs are missing a couple guys, but I don't know. I still, like, now that it's August, I might get the MLB, like the Marquee Network, which the Cubs are on.
Yeah.
Because they're in the race.
Yeah, then it's just like you only have to pay for 2 months.
Right.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good idea.
They should do that with the NFL.
Yeah. But
the NFL's terrible to its fans. But anyway, we've got, and then in the second hour, this is exciting too, folks. Co-host of Matt Nair on Air, comedian, and all-around insightful, funny guy, Greg Bach will be here. Greg's been on the show a few times. He's a great guest. I can't wait to catch up with my fellow civic media host here. And Greg also owns a comedy club. Did you know that? In Milwaukee.
The Laughing Tap. The
Laughing Tap. We'll talk a little bit about that. And then we have a great question tonight, too. So it's going to be a fun night here at Nightlight. Great to have you, whether you're joining us on the stream or the app or on the good old-fashioned radio. Welcome to Nightlight, folks, as we charge into a Thursday night. So, all right, we've got a few things we have to... this is weird because we had to get to a... there's a mosquito in the studio, Conrad. How does that happen?
I open the door for a second and it's in.
I've never... That's so weird. I feel like in my home, I expect them to find me there.
Do you think it followed you all the way from Marinette?
It might have, because I was driving behind a really slow person today. Or it got in my car somehow and hitched a ride, which isn't cool. Chip in for gas.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
But I had to get up today. One of the things about this gig, I do like the mornings. I'm kind of a morning person. But since I've been doing Nightlight, even though I'm off the air at 8, I got to drive home. I got to unwind. I don't go to bed till like 1 o'clock. And I will say, I like not having the pressure of getting up in the morning. Like, I've had a lot of gigs where I've had to be up, and that's fine. You figure it out. I do like the morning, and if I have to get up early, sometimes I'll get up extra early and enjoy the morning. But with this gig, I just don't do it. So I like not having to, I don't set an alarm. But today, I had to, because I had to be here by 11 o'clock for a meeting for some stuff going on here at Civic Media. So I didn't sleep last night. Like, I had to get up by 10, and I was still nervous about not being able to get up. Isn't that weird?
How do you think I felt when I had to do the morning show and I would get done with this show? I would be so nervous that I would sleep in through that because I had to wake up at 4:30.
But I think you get nervous because you're still a young guy.
Yeah.
You're kind of new here. You're still proving yourself, so to speak, to the powers that be. But it's kind of fun when you have to like produce a morning show, drink some coffee or take a nap, come back, then get up again. Like, sometimes those kind of things energize me. Like, being on a movie set. Like, I've been on movie sets where I've slept like 3 hours a night, but I could not wait to get up and get to the set the next day because you're, like, so energized, you know? But it was weird. I was thinking about that last night. I'm like, this is so sad that I'm not sleeping well because I have to get up by 10.
Once you start thinking about it, then you're like, you know, you're doing it to yourself.
I'm just watching Seinfeld on my phone at 2 o'clock at 3 o'clock in the morning. The other thing I thought was funny, I have a LinkedIn account and, you know, even on LinkedIn, I kind of have to be a smart ass and I put, you know, comedian, writer, whatever, radio host, part-time, or no, I put wannabe crooner, like Sinatra, Tony Bennett, whatever. So LinkedIn sends me this today. I got to find this, a singing job, a singing opportunity, probably based on my joke.
There you go.
Isn't that great?
Are you going to apply?
I might. I might send in a little sample. And then they're going to send me something back. Say, sorry, we misjudged you. It says songwriter and singer. Promoted by hirer. I can easy apply. I should do it and then just sing really bad. And just see, get the feedback. You know?
You should use auto-tune and make it really out of key so it sounds super bad and just robotic.
I don't need auto-tune for that. I thought that was funny. They're doing their job, though, over there at LinkedIn. And, like, 6 people noticed me last week, so.
So, should I put, like, wannabe?
Running back? Do it and see if they find any jobs for you.
Running back availability for.
Conrad, we got you a tryout with the Carolina Panthers. What? No, thanks. All right, last night, folks, we had a, let's do this. Let's get to the. I'd rather explain this after our intro, but we're going to go to the Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Conrad hates soup. So tonight's question is a two-parter. One, What is wrong with him? Two, what's your least favorite soup? So I'm asking you to define Conrad's condition that he doesn't like any soup except broccoli cheese, which you could say is a casserole, too. That's barely a soup. And then two, let's bond with Conrad. So let's all pick a bad soup. That's our question of the night, folks. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Civic. 855-75-CIVIC. Is that right? Just giving people random numbers.
You got it?
Just try these numbers, folks. See where you get. Text us on the app. Text us on the stream. It'll be fun to hear from you, and we'll get to read your text on the radio. It'll be fun. It's more fun when we interact here. This is like we're just hanging out. I'm trying to give that vibe. Like, I'm just the guy having the party. I'm not like talking to people. We're all hanging out. What kind of soup do you hate?
Oh.
So I'm going to go first because I know your favorite soup is broccoli cheese. And that shook me to my core. When you said you did not like soup last night, I literally almost fell out of my chair. It was such a blanket statement, and I couldn't believe it. But I applaud you. And when I sent this question to our social media team, I thought, you know, you're going to get some props for that, for your individuality, so to speak. You got to take a stand. It can be controversial. That's what people that want like or clicks do, right?
Yeah, you just got to be yourself, you know?
This is clickbait. Conrad hates soup. Go. So check us out, folks. The radio, the app, the stream, wherever you're listening or watching, give us a like or a follow if you don't mind. We love getting those. And tell us what soup is your least favorite and what is wrong with Conrad. Here's what I think. I think you lost your taste buds in a bar fight. Somehow a guy just caught you the wrong way. Something happened there.
Well, the soup thing became way before I was able to drink in a bar.
Well, this is Wisconsin, so how young were you?
It's, you know, 16, you know, so before that.
Right, okay. All right, fair enough. I was trying to think of funny ways you could lose your taste buds, like doing like a Christmas story thing where you put your tongue on the thing and the taste buds come off. But let us know, folks, and we will read your responses on the radio. We did not really talk about Arnold Schwarzenegger last night. Here's a guy, he's made some, it's unbelievable to me that he's not a bad actor, but that accent has not gotten any, how long has he been in America? 50 years? Maybe longer?
A while.
And he's made no improvements. He still sounds like, get to the chopper. You know, he's still, it's like he's not even trying. And I don't care. I'm just saying it does, it makes him kind of the same in every movie. But be that as it may, with his shortcomings as a performer or with his look, you have this thick Austrian accent and you're built like a mountain. Those are limitations when it comes to acting. And the guy has still made some pretty incredible movies.
Yeah. You know, his best movie is Jingle All the Way.
God. No wonder you hate soup.
Just kidding. That movie's absolutely terrible.
Oh, it's awful. Do you have a favorite movie of his?
Terminator.
Terminator, yeah. And I'm going to say Terminator 2 is a better movie. It's just the production value is better. It looks better. It's probably a better story, a little more depth. But Terminator 1, when I saw that, I just thought it was one of the coolest things I've ever seen. And it's James Cameron, who did Titanic and many other things, the Avatars. But I think I just loved it. It was so dark and kind of creepy. And I love that this thing never stopped. And he was great. He was good in that. And then they creatively made him the good guy. That took some writing. They introduced the T-1000. So I'm going to say Terminator 1 and 2 are my favorite Arnold movies. But I got to say, I kind of like the guy. He seems like his own guy. And I told you, his son that was born out of wedlock from his maid, her kid was in my wife's class in L.A. when taught at the LAUSD. He was always bragging about the gifts Arnold Schwarzenegger would give his mom, the cleaning lady, and then he gave her a really special gift in the form of a younger brother, which kind of ended his marriage. But I don't know. I like Arnold.
Yeah.
He's a likable guy, right?
Yeah.
You think you could take him?
Oh, yeah, easily.
Now, maybe.
No,
he still looks pretty
good. I could take Terminator.
All right. We're going to read your text when we come back. Why does Conrad hate soup? What is wrong with him? What is your least favorite soup? It's a multi-platform question, folks. Have fun with it. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your...
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Mikusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. Glad to have you along for the Rafters pregame show as Wisconsin Rapids gets ready to take on the Lakeshore Chinooks back here at Winter Field. It's the third-to-last home game of the year, just two more, and so the Rafters hoping for a big home win, as it's been a while since they've had their last one. The Rafters getting back to work. It's been since July 13th, the last time the Rafters won here in Wisconsin Rapids. They've won a couple on the road and hoping that they can get that back in their favor, although they've dropped the last three games in total. Going up against the struggling Lakeshore Chinooks, the Chinooks did win their last game. However, they're sitting at 10-16 in the second half. Things have not gone their way, and the Rafters hoping to use that to their advantage. Taking a look back at last game for the Rafters, it was a 6-3 loss. Another close one that came down to the last at-bat, where the Rafters had two runners on base and the tying runner at the plate, but unable to bring any of them across, and the final score 6-3 against one of the top teams in the Great Lakes. That's the Madison Mallards, who now sit at 17-7-1. They are just one game back of the Wausau Woodchucks, and that is going to be a fun race to watch between the Woodchucks and the Mallards, because just one game separating the two of them, and the tiebreaker does go to the Woodchucks right now, the overall season record. However, Green Bay not looking like they are going to be repeating as second half champions, so it's going to be whoever wins the second half crown that will likely make it out of the Great Lakes West. However, in this matchup, the Rafters now taking on the Chinooks, and both of them hoping to salvage the end of their seasons here and show off some of the player development and the wins if they can get them. The Chinooks, they're going to be sending out a lefty on the mound, Dominic Monaco, and even though as of late the Rafters haven't looked quite as good against left-handed pitchers, they are still 7-5 when the opposing team starts a left-handed pitcher. So hoping to keep things winning for them, they're going up with Tristan Krusenberry on the mound, a righty for the Rafters, who did struggle his last time out, but he had been entering that game on a red-hot streak. We'll take a further look at these two pitchers in a little bit. However, before that, we are going to go ahead and hit a quick break, and when we come back, it's going to be time to take a look back to yesterday's game, where the Rafters lost to the Mallards, but there was still plenty to talk about, so we're going to look back at that and then take a look at the starting lineups and a starting pitcher breakdown. All that comes up next. This is the Rafters pregame show here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
You're cruising along Highway 54. You're jamming out to your favorite song. You slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green. Your foot slams the gas. Your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on. And reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Welcome back into the Rafters pregame show here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. Let's get on back and take a look back to yesterday's game where the Rafters took on the Madison Mallards. Things didn't quite go their way, but there were some strong performances out there. Looking back at the way that it happened in the first two innings, it was scoreless. The starter for the Rafters, Jace Barajas, and for the Mallards, Eamon Mulhern. The two of them were trading scoreless frames until the third inning. In the top of the third inning, that's when the Rafters' offense got started. It was a leadoff walk from Luke Skinner, followed up by a fielder's choice, and then an error which put runners on the corners. So you see Clayton getting on to first, Kobayashi on third, and with Kareem Arusovic at the plate, he singled the right field, sent home Kobayashi to make it 1-0. And on that, Clayton went to third base as well. Jake Beauchesne at the plate up next, and although he struck out, there was a stolen base by Arusovic. Arusovic took from first to second, and on the throw down, Royce Clayton Jr. was able to take off and score home. So that made it 2-0. And then after that point in time, Madden Acca was up at the plate with two outs and a runner on second base. He singled over to left field, which put runners on the corners. However, Acca intentionally drew a throw from the catcher back to second base. He intentionally got caught up between first and second, which allowed Arusovic to come home and score. And then eventually they tried to get him right at the last second. They missed Arusovic, which allowed Acca to advance to second base. So that put a runner in scoring position and a 3-0 lead for the Rafters, although that would end the inning there. Bottom of the third comes around, and the Mallards were able to sneak one back on a single to center field, but it went under the glove of Royce Clayton Jr., his first error of the season, and it allowed the runner to come home to score, although eventually that runner would have scored anyways as Cole Kosciuszko singled the next plate appearance. However, it was 3-1 at the end of three innings, and in the fourth inning, the bottom of the fourth did not go the Rafters' way. Despite a couple of outs, Jace Barajas had to come out of the game with an injury, and it did not look good for him. And so Barajas exited the game with the injury and, well, unfortunately not able to finish the game. But Justin Battle took over for him and was able to get out of the fourth scoreless. And then in the fifth inning, the Rafters held scoreless, but the Mallards were able to score one run on Justin Battle on a sacrifice fly from MJ Sweeney. So that made it a 3-2 game. Into the sixth inning, the Rafters once again held scoreless, but in the bottom of the sixth, it was not the inning that Jack Wiesinger wanted to see. He came in as the pitcher, and he allowed four runs on his record to make it 6-3, and that's where the score would stand. Even though Tony Torres finished the game with two perfect innings, he struck out two batters in those perfect innings, and even still, the Rafters' offense just silenced by the bullpen of the Mallards. Over six innings, the Mallards' bullpen did not allow a run and only allowed two hits. The Rafters didn't pick up a hit in the final four innings of the game. And that's how the game would end, as Keaton Fenn earned the save. 6-3 was the final score. Taking a look at today's game, we will get back to you with starting lineups and a starting pitcher breakdown as Tristan Krusenberry gets to work against Dominic Monaco. But all of that will come up next. We're going to go ahead and hit a quick break here. And when we come back, it'll be time for those starting lineups and the starting pitcher breakdown here on the Rafters pregame show, as first pitch is just around the corner on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, Wisconsin Rapids.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the Bryant experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces. A proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. Whether the problem is big or small, trusting Comfort Air to do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. They'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving Central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I pushed through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
And national anthem over with here in Wisconsin Rapids. That means nothing except that it is time for some baseball here on WFHR. Glad to have you joining us tonight, as the Rafters will be sending out Tristan Krusenberry on the mound to get things started. However, let's take a look on the other side first. Dominic Monaco, the starter for the Chinooks, a left-hander who comes from Western Kentucky, a freshman out of Arrington, Tennessee. He is a 6'3", 200-pound southpaw who in his last time out, he really struggled back at Wausau back on July 26th, 5 days ago. Went 2 1/3 innings and allowed 5 runs. 4 of them were earned on 5 hits and 3 walks. He only had 1 strikeout. However, in his previous 4 appearances, he really looked good. He allowed a combined 3 earned runs over those 4 appearances, went multiple innings in each of them, including 4 innings, 4 innings, 5 innings, and 2 innings. So he ended up totaling 15 innings pitched and allowed 3 earned runs over the first 4 games of the season to start off his year really red hot, and that helped bring his ERA down to 3.63, but the Chinooks are hoping that he can keep things rolling along here, as he will hope to get back on track against a Rafters lineup that has been struggling a little bit in run production as of late. So hoping for a big day here at home in front of the home faithful, but as I mentioned earlier, it's been a while since the Rafters have seen a home win, and they're hoping that Tristan Krusenberry can pitch them to the win. Krusenberry, the right-hander on the mound for the Rafters, he comes from Campbellsville University, a 6'3", 200-pound right-hander out of Owensboro, Kentucky, and he comes in trying to lock down that Rafters pitching, which has looked impressive this season, to say the least, especially as of late. They've really had a few good performances, and that included yesterday as they allowed just the 6 runs against a top offense against the Madison Mallards. Taking a look at Tristan Kruzenberry, his last game out, he allowed 6 runs over 4 2/3 innings. But his previous 3 appearances had a 2.31 ERA over a combined 11 2/3 innings. So he's hoping to get back to that and continue to dominate batters, as over those 3 games, he allowed just 6 hits as well. Really good at limiting base runners. He'll be hoping to do that against the Chinooks lineup, who today is led off by David Mizza, Jack Council, and Esteban Garcia. Those are the 1-2-3 batters in the lineup. They'll be followed by Sam Meidenbauer, Cade Sears, and Owen DeShazo batting 4-6. And then batting 7-9, Brock Parmer, Jesse Aguirre, and Bubba Heidler. Those are the batters in the lineup for the Chinooks, and we are almost ready to go here from Winter Field in Wisconsin Rapids. David Mizza at the plate, first pitch high for ball number one. 6:35 p.m., first pitch here from Wisconsin Rapids, and a very nice day for baseball, maybe even a little bit cool, but beggars can't be choosers as the 1-0 count is fouled back. Now a 1-1 count. It's 72 degrees and mostly sunny, although under the shade, it is a little bit windy out here. 6 miles an hour, 10-mile-an-hour gusts. Not too bad, but you can see the flag blowing out in center field as the 1-1 count misses low. Now a 2-1 count. And it's blowing from left to right field. So certainly helpful for left-handed hitters like David Mizza, who leads off the game for the Chinooks. But he sends one the opposite direction, a fly ball into left field. And there's Royce Clayton Jr., who makes the catch for out number one. However, mentioned a fly ball out towards left field. Royce Clayton Jr. is not playing in left field. He is playing at the shortstop spot. His first play in the middle infield of the season. And it goes his direction out to left field, and he trails all the way back to make the play. He's been out in center field and left field throughout the entire season. But move to the middle infield today, as this one is ripped foul down the left field line by Jack Council. 0-1 the count. And, well, we'll break down the Rafters' defensive alignment after introducing Jack Council, the right-handed hitting DH for the Chinooks, who stands in with the bases empty and one away in the top of the first, tied at 0. 0-1 count is called on the outside edge, now 0-2. And Kruzenberry was trying to locate that outside edge a little bit too much in his last start, which resulted in a few extra walks that he didn't want to have. 0-2 count, misses low, now 1-2. So he's hoping that he can start locating a little more, and he gets a swing and a miss here. Strike number 3, Jack Council goes down with the K. First strikeout of the game for Tristan Kruzenberry, and it brings up Esteban Garcia with 2 outs in the top of the first, tied 0-0. Garcia, another left-handed hitter, the second baseman for the Chinooks, and he has bat really well against the Rafters. Throughout the season, batting just .250 on the year, but against Wisconsin Rapids, man oh man, his numbers have been impressive. Checks his swing on the first one, but it's called for a ball, so a 1-0 count. Garcia, in 8 games against the Rafters, he's batting .320 with a .901 OPS. Swings and misses at the 1-0 count. Now it's a 1-1 count. And Garcia, man, batting average 70 points higher against the Rafters than on the season. He really likes Wisconsin Rapids. 1-1 count, misses outside. Now a 2-1 count. However, the Rafters hoping to turn things around. Garcia has played in all 8 games for the Chinooks against the Rafters, as this one is lifted out towards right field, high in the air. The right fielder Kobayashi giving way to the center fielder Beauchesne, who brings it in, and that is out number 3. 3 up, 3 down in the first inning for Tristan Kruzenberry. He's all smiles heading off of the field. In the first inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the first. It's tied at 0 here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Raptors Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey, Raptors fans. Don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block content, set screen time limits, and keep your family safe online, all from your phone or mobile device. Test your internet speed like a pro, set up guest networks, and prioritize devices to keep your family's MVPs working, streaming, or gaming without a hitch. With My Solaris, you're in command, managing your Wi-Fi like a champ. For more information, visit solaris.net/Wi-Fi. App features vary by internet plan and may require a complimentary equipment upgrade.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
It's the first appearance for Dominic Monaco against the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors as he takes the mound for the Lakeshore Chinooks here in the bottom of the first inning. It is tied 0-0, and the Raptors hoping to score the first runs of the game. They're going to be led off by Royce Clayton Jr. He'll be followed by Kareem Arusovic and Jake Beauchesne due up in the bottom of the first. Following them, batting 4 through 6 is Hiroto Kobayashi, Landon Gaz, and Eric Harper. And the first pitch ready to go for Royce Clayton Jr. in there for strike number 1. 0-1 the count. Peyton Bryant, Luke Skinner, and Christian Bermudez bat 7 through 9. Couple of moves for the Raptors today, including Bermudez as Clayton swings and misses. 0-2 the count. Bermudez was added this morning as part of the slew of roster moves. Him along with a new roster addition, Easton Zempel, as the 0-2 count misses outside. Now a 1-2 count. So you saw a few moves for the Raptors as they did officially deactivate Jeremy Jones as well. 1-2 count, grounded, and bounces foul, or did it touch his hand? They're going to say no, it didn't. Nearly hit the hand of the catcher Brock Parmer, but instead it bounces into foul territory just shy of his fingers, and it remains a 1-2 count. So Clayton thought for a second maybe he was going to be safe at first, but that quickly turning around. So Easton Zempel, a right-handed pitcher who joins the roster, and Christian Bermudez, an infielder, played a little bit of second base in his collegiate career. Comes over from Rider University. We'll introduce you a little bit more once he comes up. 1-2 count, misses outside. Now a 2-2 count. Royce Clayton Jr. up at the plate, and I mentioned it earlier. He's playing in center field for the first time, playing at shortstop for the first time this season. He has been in the outfield throughout the year as the 2-2 count, misses outside. Now it's 3-2. Clayton, he's been liking this leadoff spot, and he continued to prove that with his approach yesterday. Fly ball down the right field line in foul territory. First baseman giving it chase over his head and a basket catch. Nice play by Sam Meidenbauer for out number one. Brings up Kareem Arusovic to the plate with the bases empty and one away in the bottom of the first. Still tied 0-0. And Arusovic, the left-handed hitting first baseman, it's a lefty-lefty matchup between him and Dominic Monaco. First pitch on the way home. It misses outside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And Arusovic entering this game, he's batting 309 on the season, and he's continued to really look strong for the Raptors. The 1-0 count is grounded over to the right side of the infield. Picked up at first, flipped to the pitcher, and just in time they got him on the 3-1 putout. That takes care of the Raptors' second batter of the inning and brings up Jake Beauchesne to the plate with two away, and the base is empty in the bottom of the first, still tied 0-0. And Beauchesne, the right-handed hitting center fielder, righty-lefty matchup. And Jake Beauchesne, he has been looking good this year for the Rafters. First pitch on the way home, misses for ball number one, a 1-0 count. Beauchesne, surprisingly, has been pretty similar between lefties and righties on the mound. Hasn't really hit one too much better than the other. As the 1-0 count misses away, now 2-0. However, Beauchesne, his numbers still look really good this season. He has a 2-0 count, and Beauchesne entering this game batting 293. 2-0 count is called for a strike on the inside edge, now a 2-1 count. But not just that, his OPS is certainly shown off behind the numbers as the 2-1 count is fouled away. Now a 2-2 count. Beauchesne is second on the team out of active players in OPS, only behind Harrison Garrett, who's played in just six games and seen 11 at-bats. Garrett has been red hot to start the year, but we'll see if he can keep it up. Breaking ball misses outside, now 3-2, so Beauchesne has had plenty of at-bats to prove himself, 82 at-bats, and in those 82, he's got a 932 OPS. So really getting up there and proving it with the big-time plays. 3-2 count, it's high for ball number four, first base runner of the game, and Jake Beauchesne is now on first base. Brings up Hiroto Kobayashi. With a man on first and two outs in the bottom of the first, still tied 0-0. Kobayashi batting cleanup here, which is rather surprising, especially when you look at the roster, the lineup construction, I should say, this season, as the first pitch to him misses for ball number one. Kobayashi starting as the cleanup batter for the first time this season, despite being here throughout the start of the year. 1-0 count, a check swing, but he went around on. Now a 1-1 count, and part of that has to do with him just swinging the bat better and better each game. And you look back at yesterday's game, Kobayashi batting in the 9 hole, did not have the game that he was hoping for. That pitch a strike, now a 1-2 count. However, had been hot as of late. 1-2 count, it's fouled back, it remains 1-2. But you move him out of the 9 spot, and now you're hoping, okay, can he continue to show off the stuff from the plate? Over his previous 25 games, he's got 6 doubles and a homer. Slugging percentage a lot higher than it was at the start of the season, and a breaking ball finds the outside edge, called strike 3. That takes care of Kobayashi, not able to get the bat off the shoulders, and in the first inning, the Rafters, no runs, no hits, no errors, 1 left on base. We go to the top of the second. It's tied at 0 here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get one thing straight. Nothing compares to Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Big wins, fun promos, real cash. No one in the area does it like we do. Every night feels like the weekend. Grab your friends, your family, whoever brings the fun, and fuel up with your favorite meals, sip on something new, and hit the floor. Live music, endless chances to win, and games that light up the night. Ready to turn an ordinary night into something unforgettable? Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Tristan Krusenberry is back to work for the Rafters after last inning. He went three up, three down to start the game off. A very strong start to the game, but he'll look to keep that rolling against the four through six batters in the Lakeshore order. That's Sam Meidenbauer, Cade Sears, and Owen DeShazo, who we'll get to see due up in the top of the second. Tied 0-0 here at Witterfield in Wisconsin Rapids, and the Rafters coming off of three straight losses. The Chinooks, they did win their last game, so hoping to keep the momentum flowing in their favor, but so far a pitcher's duel through the first inning of the game. First pitch of the second, though, misses low for ball number one to Meidenbauer. Meidenbauer, the right-handed hitting first baseman, 1-0 count, is hit high in the air out towards straightaway center field. Beauchesne is there, and he barely had to move as he brings it into his glove for out number one. One up, one down in the second inning. It brings up Cade Sears to the plate with one away and the base is empty in the top of the second. Still scoreless, and Sears, another left-handed hitter. Left-handed hitting center fielder. It's a lefty-righty matchup, and already Luke Skinner is pushed in on the third base side, not showing bunt. First pitch, a swing and a miss from Sears. Oh, and one the count. Skinner still pushed up, and another swing and a miss makes it 0-2, which is rather surprising for Cade Sears, who's batting .316 on the year. Skinner a little further back, but now creeping in as the 0-2 count misses inside. Now a 1-2 count. Sears comes from Iowa Central Community College. And trying to show off the bat here, fouls one back. It's now a 1-2 count. And Sears, another batter who has looked pretty good, although in relatively few games against the Rafters, just two games, but he's 4-for-11 from the plate in those two games. Struck out just the two times. So Sears looking to keep his momentum rolling. 1-2 count, breaking ball in there, called strike three, but it drops out of the glove of Peyton Bryant. Either way, that takes care of Cade Sears. Second strikeout of the game for Tristan Krusenberry, and it brings up Owen DeShazo with the bases empty and two away in the top of the second. DeShazo, the right-handed hitting left fielder, he has maybe had the best season against the Rafters, despite his numbers on the year not reflecting that. Check swing, and they got him to go. Strike number one, 0-1 the count. Righty-righty matchup. DeShazo thought he held back, but he didn't. Grounds one over to third. It's a tough hop. Skinner's there, throws it to first. Nice play. 5-3, and that takes care of Owen DeShazo. Three up, three down in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the second. It's tied at zero here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
The fans have certainly come out in droves tonight as the Rafters are hosting the Lakeshore Chinooks, and the stands certainly packed here at Witter Field in Wisconsin Rapids. Glad to have everyone here and all of you tuned in at home as well. The Rafters and Chinooks tied 0-0 in the bottom of the second, and the Rafters going to be seeing their 5-6-7 batters due up. That's Landon Gaz, Eric Harper, and Peyton Bryant taking on the lefty Dominic Monaco. First pitch is going to hit Gaz in the backside, and he will walk on down to first base with a hit-by-pitch. Not the kind of execution that Monaco was hoping for, and so the Rafters get a leadoff base runner as Eric Harper will now step into the batter's box. And Harper, he's been pretty hot as of late, hoping to keep things rolling in his direction. He's been hitting the ball hard over really the last 10 or so games, although it's been mainly the last six or so that he's finally gotten the results in them. His batting average now up to 200 on the season, which still doesn't look great, but over the last six games, like I mentioned, really getting credit for some of these hits. First pitch on the way to Harper, misses outside for ball number one. Gaz is on first base, so one on and nobody out in the bottom of the second, tied at zero. And Harper, right-handed hitting second baseman. It's a righty-lefty matchup. 1-0 count, called for a strike. Now 1-1. And Monaco, that last pitch, 86 miles an hour. So high 80s on the fastball. And the 1-1 count misses outside. Now 2-1. Hitting 88 on that fastball. A little bit quicker. Harper, his last game, went 1-for-2 against the Mallards with two walks, swings and misses at the 2-1 breaking ball. Now 2-2. And Harper has reached multiple times in each of the last two games. Over the last six, he's reached multiple times in four of them. Swings and misses at this one, though, a big whiff, and that's strike number three to take care of Eric Harper. Brings up Peyton Bryant to the plate, with a man on first and one out in the bottom of the second. And Bryant, his second plate appearance as a Rafter. He made his debut last night as a pinch hitter late in the game. And Bryant coming in to take over for Landon Gaz from the DH spot. First pitch misses inside for ball number one. And Bryant, a right-handed hitting catcher, comes from South Georgia State College, where he really hit the ball well. 1-0 count, grounded over to short, though. This could be 2-6-4-3 double play, and that takes care of the inning for the Chinooks. And that is a way to take care of a leadoff base runner as Peyton Bryant grounds into the double play. And with that, it's 3-up, 3-down in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the third, tied at 0 here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Mornings on WFHR.
A crash that covered an interstate in boxes. a mozzarella cheese.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So this is one of those things that if it happened in front of me, God help me that there's a rational, smart adult next to me that
tells me, James,
you leave that where it is. Yeah. You leave that where that is, James. It's free mozzarella. I immediately turn into my father.
Mozzarella gate.
Weekdays from 9 to 11 on WFHR.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Now into the top of the third inning, the rafters still hanging with Tristan Krusenberry, who has looked good through the first two innings. And now in the top of the third, he'll take on the bottom three of the Chinooks batting order. That's Brock Parmer, Jesse Aguirre, and Bubba Heidler due up for Lakeshore. First off, Brock Parmer, the left-handed hitting catcher. It's a lefty-righty matchup between Parmer and Krusenberry. First pitch on the way home, misses outside for ball number one. And back in that second inning, Krusenberry threw just nine pitches to get out of it. Three up, three down. He also only threw 12 pitches in the first. 1-0 count, misses low just by a touch. So now 2-0, and Brock Parmer at the plate, batting 234 this year. The 2-0 count misses high, now 3-0, and Krusenberry not missing by much on these, but not quite finding the accuracy that he did in the first two innings. So 3-0 count, and that one taken on the outside edge, 3-1 to Parmer. And Krusenberry going to try and fight back against Parmer, who has two home runs, 11 RBIs on the season. 3-1 count, misses in the dirt for ball number four, and a five-pitch walk to Parmer sets the leadoff man on